Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
A lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend's super hot, tardy Stephanie. And your little Tesla is bougie.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to the internship. I am Intern Anthony. Thank you for listening to the internship podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I got myself a new chair in the studio. It no longer falls because on the first three podcasts, every time I got into something, every time I got emotional and passionate about something, I almost fell off the chair. But that ain't going to happen today because I got a new chair. I'd like to thank the board members at Odyssey for finding the budget to replace the chair in the studio. Sometimes my voice is shitting out, man. Sometimes I can tell that I've been on the air for 4 hours and now I'm doing this. And I know that you can kind of hear the exhaustion in my voice. And I apologize for that. I just wanted to have another podcast ready to go for you. Thank you for being here. This is the internship and I am Intern Anthony himself. And way before I became an intern, I was a student. And man, was I a son of a bitch. I have stories for you about how bad I was as a kid in school that would make your head spin. And I was never so much the bad kid himself as I was the snot-nosed bastard in the back of the room that went, you know what would be funny if we all did this? I would egg everyone on. I was good at producing the badness. I was good at writing out the different storylines of what would happen if we all did this. And there are some that are, I still think about. I don't know what age moaning stops being funny, but I haven't hit that age yet. And in school, we would moan while the teacher was talking. And this happened, I want to say in third or fourth grade when we started doing that, because that's when you start to learn everything and you think that those things are funny. But we would moan sexually in the class while the teacher was talking, and they just never caught on to it. And I know a lot of people, and I say people, not children, because we're 28, 27, almost 30 years old, that I went to school with that still moan and still find it funny, and I'm one of those people. I find it fucking hilarious when someone moans. There was this one kid that we went to school with. I'm not going to reveal his name. I was just about to say it. But he was the best, what we would quote-unquote call the moaner in the room. He did the funniest moan out of everybody. And what he would do was look outside. And whatever the weather looked like outside, that's how he would moan in the room. So kids would be, doing their work. The teacher would be talking. And this kid would just stretch his arms back because the stretch was very important to the moan and just go, oh, it's snowing. And tears would fall from my face for hours because I just couldn't help myself but laugh at such stupidity. We did such stupid things in school. And I don't know if kids are still this stupid to this day. The high school that I went to, we were very creative when it came to bad things that we would do. None of them were ever disrespectful to the teachers themselves because they're there to just do a job, right? It's their job as much as we have our jobs during the day now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So we never tried to hurt the teachers themselves. What we did instead was mentally fuck with everyone around us. An example of that is that we would... let's say we were in our 9:30 a.m. class. We'd all gather and we'd say, look, at 9:37, rock from the left to the right in your chair, all at once at exactly 9:37. So we'd get to the class and picture 40 kids in one room. And we would rock from left to right at exactly 9:37. So now as the teacher, you're sitting there and every kid rocked from left to right at exactly 9:37. We went into one class one time where right before we're walking in, what would happen is there'd be kids in the room getting taught by the teacher. We'd line up outside because, you know, we were going into that room next. And one time I had this idea and I said, hey, you know what would be fucking funny? If we all just took our shoes off and went into the room without shoes on. Now, we were in a Catholic school, so there were uniforms, but we all went into the room and none of us had shoes on. So everybody comes in with socks only. And this teacher was a hard ass, and he looks at everybody in the room and he goes, where are your shoes? What are you doing? And we all pretended that we had forgotten them. So literally everybody but, you know, the two or three brown-nosed kids in the room would get up, walk out of the room, and go find their shoes somewhere else. We did some amazing things. There was the 1:30 pen drop where at exactly... I'm never going to get through this. At exactly 1:30 p.m., whatever class we were in, we would all drop our pens on the floor. So exactly, let me get a pen here. At exactly 1:30, 40 kids would go, and every pen would fall off of the chair or the desk at the exact same time. That's the type of things that are funny in school to do. You know, don't mess with the teacher themselves. Don't make fun of them. Don't torture their lives. Don't make their day worse. But have a little fun. Break some balls. The school that I went to for high school, I won't name it because of all the bad things that I'm saying, but I know a lot of people know what it is already. But the school that I went to was kind of known for that at the time. The kids had fun. And it was a boys-only school, by the way. So fast forward to now, 2024. It is a co-ed school now. Boys and girls there. It's kind of turned into a very fancy prep school at this point. And I spoke with one of the higher-ups there. I said, you know, do kids still mess around the way that we used to? I mean, we used to do funny shit. We'd get in trouble, but they still thought it was funny at the same time. Like, I got in trouble one time, and the dean, one of the deans of discipline said, you know, you guys did that? And I said, well, yeah, we did. And they crack up laughing because they thought it was actually funny stuff that we were doing. So one of the things that we did, which I think this was my favorite prank we ever pulled, was we had a math test coming up. It was like 3 or 4 class periods away. We're all trying to figure out what the hell are we going to do? Not one person understood. We didn't understand what was happening. during the math test. We didn't understand the material. No one studied for it. No one was prepped for it. And I believe in the perfect storm that it could have been, it was also the midterm. So a huge part of your grade comes from this shit. This math test midterm. So we go into the room. And I kid you not, this story is not exaggerated for entertainment purposes. I swear, hand to God, this is exactly how this happened. We didn't want to take the test. One of the kids took the American flag off of the wall, respectfully, held it up in his arms, still respectfully, by the way. Nothing happened with the flag. We didn't do anything like that, like unpatriotic or something like that. Actually, quite the opposite. We went on YouTube and found a 3-hour loop of the national anthem. And we started it before the teacher came into the room. So everyone has their hand on their heart. One kid's holding the flag up in the front of the room. And the teacher came in. She was a little off to begin with, but she comes into the room. And she sees what we're doing. And she goes, no, I'll respect it. Let's let the national anthem end. And she, I swear to God, stands there, hand over her heart, and pledges allegiance to the United States of America with us. And the song is looping and looping because it's a 3-hour clip of the national anthem with no end in sight. The class was 45 minutes long. We tapped out and gave up after about 25 minutes, only because the kid was tired from holding the flag up this entire time. But she looks at the time and she goes, well, there's no time left for the midterm, so we're going to have to take it on a different day. We got out of a midterm thanks to the national anthem. I was a son of a bitch in class. I was terrible. I always found ways to mess around. Next week on this podcast, I am going to have on the show one of my teachers. I want to hear things from their side. I talked myself up as if I was a good kid, just messed around sometime, but I don't know if that's the truth or not. We're going to hear from one of my teachers, one of the people who taught intern Anthony, next week, right here on the internship. So stick around for that. I'm intern Anthony. Thanks so much for being here. We'll see you next week with one of my teachers.
1, 2, 3. Intern Anthony, you eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend's super hot, tardy Stephanie. And your little Tesla is bougie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.